Satnam, hello?
Satnam.
Hi, who's here?
Manjeet.
Who?
Manjeet?
Manjeet.
Yes.
Satnam. Satnam, welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening.
And who else is here? Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Hi, Kudurabi.
Hi, Manjeet.
Kehar.
Kehar? Welcome
yep.
here.
Hi.
Hi, and who else?
Omkar.
Suzanne
Smith. Omkar, and who else?
Saranam.
Saranam and?
Sarinkar.
Sadnakar, welcome.
Yeah.
And who else?
Suzanne,
welcome.
Hargobind.
And who else? Oh, Hargobind?
Yes, hello.
Hi, and who else? Hello, are we all here? Anybody else?
Hello.
Who is that?
Rahmani and Tomas.
Rahmani and Tomas, welcome.
Thank you.
And everybody is here. You all are so good. It's only one past the hour and you're all here. You do very well. I'm proud of you. Okay. So now, everybody sit straight, please. Palms together. Rub the palms together. Bring up a little heat. Good. Palms together at the center of the chest. And that is prayer pose. And begin long, deep breath. From the belly, through the nose. Seems so simple, but it is most extraordinary. Long deep breath. Eyes focused at the third eye point. And now we're going to tune in using our Adi Mantra for protection and guidance. Okay, now inhale to begin. Begin heart breath. That is, as you do long deep breath, feel as though the exhale is coming out of your heart center. Note how that feels. What is actually happening is that energy, very special, sacred healing energy, is moving through you and out your heart center. Art Center is a very extraordinary and exquisite, he calls it a fundamental anatomical asset. In other words, it's a functioning organ on a subtle level. Let your heart, which is your union of heaven and earth, let your heart be cleared. Let it be elevated. And now send this precious energy, this heart breath, out to everybody who is on our telephone call and everybody who is listening to the recording. Bless you. As you breathe the heart breath out, also feel everyone else's heart breath coming to you. Join with it, please. Good. And now send this beautiful heart breath out to everyone in the world who needs it. And also have much gratitude that those miners in Chile are finally coming up out of the ground. Welcome. And let's see, it is? Yes, it is Baba's Julie John. He says, yes, of course, where else would I be? He says, he's here. Okay, sir, what do you have for us today? He says, today is a mild and magnificent day. He said, you should understand that every day is a mild and magnificent day. He said, no matter what kind of worries, what kind of burdens come up for you to carry, know that it is a mild and magnificent day. He says your hearts could feel weighted down. He says, but when that happens, he says, give those hearts to me. He says, so that I can do my morning preparation on them. What I see is kind of massaging a heart. An actual physical heart is what he's doing. He says he needs to get the circulation going. He needs to get it malleable so that you can proceed through the day. Now, when I say that he is working on a physical heart, he says that's also the physical and the subtle heart that he's working on at the same time. So especially if anybody has any physical heart problems, he says, please present yourself to Dr. Babasiri Chan. He says he would be happy to, give you the blessing of working on your heart daily and at intervals during the day. He says all you have to do is stop and realize what is happening. He says, all of you, you have no idea what amount of consciousness you have and how much you are in charge. He said, you all know about this thing called free will. He says, but you are not. He says, you don't worry a fig about how to use your free will. He says, oftentimes we give our free will away to our habitual emotions, our habitual way of seeing things, our cultural understandings. He says, that way you remain the prisoner. Your consciousness remains the prisoner of all of those things. He says, you are free to use your will any way you want. He says, but if you are constantly taken over, if you are constantly held captive by those things who keep you in certain ritualistic patterns, he says you avoid the greatness, he says the conjuring of greatness that is waiting to come through you. He says, if you prefer to let all of that go and allow yourself to be embedded in that old habitual way of seeing, acting, knowing your old emotional ruts, your old thinking ruts, he says, that's quite fine. That's quite up to you. He says, but if you are looking to actually exercise your free will, exercise your free will consciously, he says, above board, he says, now is the time to do it. And I'm telling you, he says, that you can. If you think that following your soul, following your guide, following the prompts that come from what you call your angels, he says, from Baba Sarichan, from Guru Ram Dass, from your sweet Yogi Bhajan, he says, your sweet and voracious Yogi Bhajan, he said, if you think that following those commands, he says, takes away your free will, he says, my dears, you have it upside down. He says, you are making a conscious decision to live on the life stream that gives you the best contentment, the best honesty, the best purity, the best flow, the best results, and conjures up the pure magic carpet of life. He says, that's what you crave. He says, you crave the magic carpet. You crave being what you call high. You crave the magnificence of being in this body. He says, well, we have the information for you. He says, we have it written out for you, he says, if you would like that. He says, we have it in so many different forms. He says, you take your pick, whatever is the best form for you. He says, we can put it in dance form. He says, if you like, you just be open to your partner in dancing with you, moving you across the dance floor, and allowing you to be who you are in the most wonderful way. He says, if you want to think it, if you want the information to come in your mind, he says, sit and listen. He says, do your beautiful and precious sadhana. He says, that's the way you tune up your radio. He says, tune up the volume, come on the correct channel. Then the signal comes in very clear. He says, here. Yes, we're here. He says, if you want to see the apparitions, if you want to see the dreams that are being placed before your very eyes, he says, go into that place that you call meditation, that place of knowing, that place of understanding, that place of being. He says, all of our networks work. He says, just be present and it will be presented to you. He says, now don't get all wrapped up in the in any idea that it has to be a certain way. He says, that does become a problem with you humans. He says, you think it should be, you should receive these signals in a certain way, and it should look like this, and it should act like this. He says, ah! He says, that's where you keep yourself off the channel. He says, this free will entails pure receptivity on your part. He says, just imagine if your TV set said, no, I'm not going to receive. I have to tell all my sponsors and broadcasters exactly what I want. He says, the truth of it, he says, what comes over the airwaves is then not available to it. Do you see? He says it this involves pure receptivity, and he says gratitude. Living in the state of gratitude is a way to open that, channel, open up that receptivity. And then he says you put up your high wire aerial. That means that you live in your body. You don't jump out of your body. He says you live in your high wire. He says you put up your high wire aerial so that you can receive. He says, please do that with mantra. He says, with your sadhana, with your knowing, your understanding, and your receptivity. And now he says, please connect to earth. He says, all of your gadgets these days, they work on electricity. You have to plug the thing in. It has to have a ground. He says, I want you also to please connect to Mother. He says, I've said this before, but I want to say it again. It is part of the formula. It is part of the formula of listening, of being, of receiving. He says, you use your free will to do this. You use your free will. He says, if you want to get blown away, he says, go back to the other stuff. You see how well that works. He says, it's your choice. He says, there's no judgment either way. He says, over time, you will come to us anyway. There's no doubt. It's written in the schedule. You are on schedule. But if you would like to come now, he says, skip a few milestones, he calls it. He says, and move forward to the head of the class, so to speak. But he's talking about your class, not competing with anyone else. If you want to move to the forefront of your own class, he says, the key is your own free will that leads to receptivity, leads to following, listening, knowing, following. Okay? He says, and when you follow, it does not mean that you are a dupe. Heck no. When you follow, he says, you know from experience that we give you magnificent courses to develop yourself, courses to express your true innate emotion, your true pure acceptance of the worldwide, he calls it Geist, or the pure worldwide situation as it exists. He says, you are present at every moment. He says it is up to you to take that chance, and it is a big chance, because you know why, he says? It is a huge chance for you to take a chance for you to become who you are. He says it's not unusual for people to be actually scared or afraid of being who you are. He says it involves recognizing your absolute beauty, recognizing your beautiful power, recognizing the fact that you are not a victim of this world, that you are not a bystander of this world, and that this world is not a place just to ratchet up your worries. He says, and it's not a place for you to hang your worries as trophies on your wall. He said, no. Well, he says, you can choose that if you want. It's purely up to you. He says, it makes a good story, has lots of drama. He says, you know, it catches you because it's a really good story. He says, but if you want something more, he says, this is the name of liberation. He says, if you want something more, he says, you can choose, he says, to put on your pith helmet and become the explorer of new territories. And those new territories are your own self. They are vast. They are extraordinary. He says, turn the wilderness into the Garden of Eden. The unknown territory, of course, would be not knowing ourselves yet, not accepting the extraordinariness that we all are, no matter what condition we're in. He says, there is an extraordinariness of you. He says, otherwise you couldn't be on Earth. He says, you know you are the G-O-D here on Earth. He says, what could be more extraordinary? He says, he knows that people are just beginning to tell you that, and he accepts the fact that it takes a while to get used to that. He says, but the next step, my dears, is to rest in my arms, rest in my heart, rest in the heart of Guru Ram Dass, rest in the heart of your angels, let their wings enfold you. He says, this is the place where you begin to be carried to your own self, to your real self, to your impeccable self, which is the G-O-D, generating, organizing, destroying consciousness. He says, now I understand you have a little trouble conceptualizing this because you have apparently individual bodies. You think of all as individualized consciousness. He says, of course, you know in your mind that it's different than that, but it takes a while to move that conception over until you absolutely get the real experience of it. So he's laying down the road, you know, like 5-10 feet of the road so that we can move right along there, and just that far, until he says you reach a little roadside shrine, and then you become cognizant of that santo, that saint, that is in that shrine. Guess what face that santo has? It has your face. You are in that shrine. The real you is in that shrine. He says, make obeisance to the real you. Make devotion to the real you. Do you understand? The totality of a God lies behind your own face. That is where your divinity, your devotion is. So he's asking you to swallow yourself as the whole God. And of course, there are milestones along the way. So, and each one has a division at which is marked a shrine. He says there are he describes it as sort of steps. You stay on a certain path, you go up and down, dance around until you hit a plateau, and then you move on to the next. He says, recognize where you are now, and recognize that santo, that saint, in the shrine, which is you. You as the G-O-D. Participating in this gorgeous, totally productive, absolutely peaceful, pure power of consciousness. He says, now this pure power of consciousness does not trample. It does not harm. He says, when people go through difficulties, you understand that your God self has made these up in order for made these up as a series of dramas so that you could go deeper and deeper into this consciousness. Each one of those what we call a difficulty is actually a gateway for us to open and to explore. He says, with your pith helmet. He says, you're driven of a pith helmet, and move forward. He says, get out your magnifying glass. Get out your field glasses so that you can see up close and far away. He says, understand, this is your path. He says, please have great devotion to your path into who you are, unto who you are. It is such an absolute blessing. Excuse me, if someone is outside, would you press *6, please? Because they're background noises. Okay, so he says, and when you finally mount the blessings of who you are, you will be so amazed. He says, there is nothing that is imperfect in you. He says, he knows that we're coming from a culture in which guilt
being forlorn, being a sinner. He says they're all built up in you. He says that is a consciousness that had to occur at a certain time in this world history. He says, now, my dears, is the time to turn over that lineage. Now is the time to turn over that lineage, to be grateful for having gone to that side. Turn it over. He says, use it as compost in the earth. And then move up. Move up. Allow the new shoots of who you are to grow, to be, he says, fluorescent. Let them be as light waves. Allow the old guilt run down, disbelief in who you are. Let it transform. Let it motivate you to understand the depth that flows through you. It takes a tremendous amount of humility to let go our old grasping of creating who we are, to let ourselves be totally receptive of who we are. He says, now please breathe. Long deep. And relax. Relax. And now allow the grasping of who we thought we were as individuals trying to make it, create relationships, create prosperity, deal with emotions, old ways of thinking, not listening to the clues that come up of who we are. Let the disbelief go. Let it come up. Let it come up. Recognize it. Kiss it. And let it transform. Every one of those aspects has the ability to transform into the greatest magnificence of who you are. Every one. Now let them transform. Every one by one. Let the old disbeliefs in you come up. One by one, pick one, let it come up, experience it, know it, understand it, and then let it spin, and let it show you who you really are. Who you really are. And then in the essence of your G-O-D, generating, organizing, destroying, the pure beauty, the pure power. Know who you are. Experience it with ease and with kindness. Just move into who you are. Even just one aspect of who you are. Be comfortable with it.
pure beauty, your pure understanding, the power, the creativity that moves through you. Be comfortable. Allow yourself to be comfortable. Allow yourself to be expanded. Allow yourself to be without limits. Understand, know your infinity. Let it flow. Allow that beauty, that preciousness, that expansion to move, to coexist, to become the engine of your everyday self, of your, he calls it the acquisition of your own self-knowledge. He says, let the infinity become operable in your everyday life. He says, this is the real secret to liberation. He says, but please enjoy it. Feel the honesty of it, the purity of it, the openness of it. And feel the absolute love of this union. Let the absolute love of this union wash over you. Let it feed you. Allow yourself to be supported. He says, and this is what it means to love yourself. Love yourself in whole, mind, body, and spirit, no matter what. And don't leave any part out. He says, if in the past you thought, oh, I have to leave out this center part, I can't stand that, it makes me guilty. He says, ha, ha, ha. He says, that is a precious, precious part, and it is hiding extraordinary gems and jewels. He says, love it. Love it. So that it may soften. So that it may open. It may open to its wisdom. He says, these are the tactics of the spiritual warrior. These are the operations of a person of absolute kindness. Good. And allow this to continue in you. Even as now we are coming up to more waking consciousness, but allow this union to continue. Be very conscious of it. Use your free will to be who you are and not let yourself be driven away from this extraordinary knowledge, experience, union. Let it continue. And coming up now, breathe and feel, see the world anew. Pure present time.
Inhale. And exhale. He says, and now, my sweet ones, he says, would you share your Holy Grail? And I'm asking why he calls it a Holy Grail. He says it's a Holy Grail because it's your own self-knowledge. He says the Grail, which was supposedly Jesus' drinking cup at the Last Supper, he says it holds the knowledge of who you are. And it is understood to be transformative. He says, you carry your own Holy Grail. You are it. So now he's asking if you would just now share your experience so that we can know each other, so we can better know ourselves. So, who can share? Questions, comments, experiences? And if you have pressed star 6 to mute yourself, please press star 6 again to unmute yourself. He says, oh, my sweet ones, I know you all have lots of things to share.
Satnam is on.
Satnam, who is it?
Omkar.
Hi, Omkar.
Hi.
He thanks you very much for stepping forward.
I had a beautiful experience. I kind of, at the end, had a vision suspended kind of in the universe, surrounded mm-hmm. by an angelic essence and presence.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt surrounded by this light of, like, white and golden kind of surrounding me circularly,
mm-hmm.
kind of coming out of my hands as eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving it through the heart as well. So just kind of hard to describe, but it was very beautiful.
Oh, good. He says, now, dear one, do you understand this is you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Good. He says, and please continue the long journey of integration with this.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? Remember, the Santo has your face. Okay. Thank you. Now, who else can share?
Hi, it's Harinder.
Hi, Harinder.
I just want to reinforce what this lady just said. I felt the same way. I had this beautiful golden light and very peaceful. I had a smile on my face the whole entire time. I couldn't even speak. It left me speechless. It was like... very beautiful, just very serene, just soothing, calming. It was beautiful. Thank you, Abhisir John. Thank you.
He says, now, sweetheart, do you know who you are?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good. He says, you can write it down now. He says, okay. That understand that always this is who you are. This is who is on your altar. Do you understand? This is who you pray to. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. I have it on my altar.
Fabulous. Wonderful.
I guess close it.
Oh, that's fabulous. And he says, all of you, you can write your experience. You can draw or paint your experience. He says, you can play music or create dance to reinforce and integrate this experience and further understand it, know it, right down into your cellular body.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Thank you,
dear.
Hey, Jan?
Yes. Rafani, I can hardly hear you.
Tomas would like to share.
Oh, how fabulous.
Dear Gian?
Yes, dear.
I saw an image for the first time, which I call Eagle Sun Heart. It was a sun, a golden sun with a red heart in the middle and a golden eagle in the middle of that.
Oh, how
beautiful and blessed, dear. This is you, you know.
I surmise as much.
Yes. And did anything happen with it, or do you fully know it?
This was very welcoming and exfoliating at the same time.
Oh, how fabulous. How beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, dear. And I have to say that I totally love your poetry because it expresses this incredible, how can I say, self-knowledge, experience of the past. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate who you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? One more? He says, I'm waiting for one more. There's one more I want to talk.
This is Saranam.
Oh, good. Okay. He says, you're the one. Okay.
Well, what came up to me was how I grew up in a very literal world, you know, like what you see. And what came up to me, that the transformation of that, or letting go of that pattern, was accepting the magical, that we are molders of reality, everything's pliable, and that it's the magical self. And I even wrote this down, it says, don't let anyone tell you what is not so.
Wow.
You know, even scientists, you know, it's just the miracle that can occur when we drop all the walls, all the boundaries, that there's no limitation. Even how we've defined our world here is breaking down, and we've got to expand beyond even the good stuff that's supposedly, you know, holding the walls together. Go beyond that to the magical.
That's fabulous. And the miraculous. He says, how do you think the saints of all time performed those miracles? He said they did and they do exactly what she's talking about. Do you understand?
Yes. I mean, and I think that's what's going on with the miners, you know, the whole, you know, that we can break through this that says you can't do it, you know, and I just see that whole area just flooded with angels right now.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Pure grace, isn't it? Pure grace. He says, yes, my dear, you did a very good job of explaining it. He said, but now there's one more thing I want you to explain. Do you know what it is?
No, you'll have to help me.
He says it has to do with your heart. He says, how does your heart fit in the whole system? He says, listen to him. He's telling you.
Well, it's using the power of the heart breath and to ride the waves of the heart breath. And as you do that, these walls, these barriers, they just kind of... almost like dissolve, like fairy dust, you know, like twinkling stuff. You know, as we move through that pure heart space of who we are.
Yes. And the space is it's also visually, that's what yikes. Okay. Everybody do heart breath. Okay, and he says what Saranam just said is our homework. Okay, that is using the heart breath to move through the apparent barriers and let them turn into
Did you say into fairy dust? Let them fall down?
Yeah, you know, like when matter's dissolving, it just disappears, but, you know, and it's like that sparkly residue that just kind of falls down into the earth. I guess that's the blessing of the earth. It blesses
right.
The earth.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Wonderful.
We're fairies.
We're fairies, yes. We're God and we're fairies. Okay, thank you all so very much. Okay, and remember, we have homework. And remember, your face is a face that's on the Santo. Okay, good. Okay, so now, Kehar?
Yep.
Would you lead us, please? And listen closely to the words, okay? This is our closing song.
Inhale.
May the long time sun shine upon you. All the love and all you life within you. Guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on. Inhale. And bow to the truth, the beauty, the reality, the love that is you, that flows through you. And allow it to come back. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. Keep up with your homework.
Sadnam.
Sadnam.
Sadnam.